call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store. Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio app.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio app, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.
Good evening and welcome back to another edition of Late Night with Benny Love. You know I miss you, right? You know, with all this quarantine stuff, it's got me missing you. You can download the new app, Bashani Radio app, for your iPhones and for Android. We got you covered. Or you can listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Trust me, we got you covered, all right? I miss you so much, I promise you I do. Every time you leave, I feel like a part of my heart is gone. So today we bring you another powerful and sexy show. Listener questions. And if you got a question, you can simply go to Bashani Radio and click on the Benny Love icon. And you can leave your question there, and I promise you I read all the questions myself. And if your question, I feel like I got an answer for you, I'll answer it on the air, right? And I'll talk about you all on the entire show. It's amazing. It's pretty hot out today in New York City. Somewhere around about 91 degrees. You know, up and down. It was so hot, so I figured, let me come in here and cool you down, right? I don't think that's going to work, because I think it's going to work the opposite way. I think I'm going to heat you up a little bit more, right? So I want you to get your favorite drink. I want you to turn the lights off. I want you to just sit back and relax and enjoy the ride, right? You like the ride, don't you? I know you do. Oh my goodness. I got a listener's question today, and this question is from Sheila. Sheila says, Benny Love, I feel for the first time I'm in my life that I'm in love. How do I confirm that with myself? How do I know that I'm really in love with this person, or if I'm really in lust with this person? Sheila, I got an answer for you. I promise you. Right? And we're going to get right into it. And if you, your first time being here, welcome. Have a seat. Take off your shoes and just relax for a moment, right? Because my whole entire job here is to make you feel good the best way I can, right? So make sure you got your drinks. You turn the lights down low. And you're just going to ride with Benny Love up in here. All right? I'm here to make you feel good, baby. I'm here to make you feel so good. I like when you do that. Right? All right, so let's get into the question. How do you know when you're in love? Well, like I always like to say, ladies and gentlemen, I am no expert. Okay? I just say what I feel and I feel what I say. And hopefully it touches something in your body and make you feel the same way. I dare. So I'm going to give you a few tips on how you can know that you are in love. Number one, you know you're in love because you decide to be in love. You don't feel love, you do love. It's an act. It's a deep connection. It's a chemistry. It's something that you can't explain when you get around this person. You know, it's like a lot of times when I go on stage, you know, I still get the butterflies because I'm in love with what I do, right? And I found that's the same way when it comes to being in love with someone. It's an incredible feeling that they just make you feel good every time you're around them. They make you feel special. And one thing about being in love versus being in lust is when you're in love, right? One thing I know for absolutely sure, you can just be with that person without doing a whole lot and it's still you're having fun. You know what I mean? Love is one of the most incredible emotions that we have. You know, that's why they say where there's love, there could be no hate. And where there's hate, there can be no love. Right? They don't live in the same house. You know, although some people may disagree with me with that, but when you truly, truly love with your soul and not with your eyes and not with your touch and not with your smell, but when you love with your soul for another person, it's an incredible feeling that I don't think that many people experience many times in their life. I think we love people, you know, like, you know, I can love you and, you know, be concerned with your safety and your well-being. But there's a big difference when you are in love. When you're in love, it's like, you know, I have my eyes closed right now while I'm talking to you. And I notice when you're in love, as I think about the love that I'm in and the person, I realize that it's such an incredible feeling. It's such a amazing feeling. And there is no right or wrong to love. That's just a lot of work. All right? You know, people have different ways of loving and showing their love. But what I've learned is that when you truly, truly love, you invest. You invest in time. You invest in effort. You invest in learning that person's love language. Right? Because everybody has a love language. It's the way that they do things. It's the way that they feel things. It's the way that they react to things. And the more you can learn that person's love language, it's the more that you'll be able to really connect on a level that's so incredible. It will give you goosebumps when you're with that person. It just makes you feel like when they're not around, you're still connected with them and you crave them. Okay? Because that's what love will do for you, being in love. See, there's a lot of people that lust each other, and that's only for a moment. Because after you've had that lust for taste, you know, that sexual, that sensual taste, that only lasts but a minute. You can't communicate. But when you're in love, oh my goodness, I tell you, you crave that person in such a way that it can be dangerous, all right? And it can be scary. Number two, you're going to be scared when you're in love because you're giving of yourself and you're letting all the walls go down. See, if you are in love and you don't let all the walls go down, then that means your fear is really blocking you truly being in love. See, you got to be able to be vulnerable to that person. You got to be able to be open to that person. You have to be able to be transparent with that person. And that usually gives up the power. And I think what happens a lot of times, people give up their power and it gets scary. You know what I'm saying? But that's okay, because that's what being in love is about. It's about taking a risk. It's about taking yourself somewhere that you've never gone before. It's about allowing yourself to become one with that other person. See, when you meet, you are two. But when you fall in love, you are one. And you begin to share each other's emotions. You begin to share each other's energy. You begin to share each other's passion for each other. And that's when it gets a little scary. But one thing I can tell you, that it's with inside of that scaredness that makes love feel so good. Oh, it feels so good. Just imagine when you wake up with that person and you just look at that person as they lie there and you realize that, wow, this is an amazing feeling. That's what being in love is. And it's not hard to tell when you're in love, because when that person calls, when that person talks, when that person feels, when that person thinks about that other person, they feel each other's energy and connection. Love don't come very often. You know, I believe it only may become once or twice in a lifetime. A lot of people love each other, but a lot of people are not in love. And see, there's a big difference. Because the act of loving, whether you agree or disagree, it's the most powerful feeling of wanting to extend happiness to that person. You learn to understand what makes them tick. You learn to adjust to the things that don't work. And you learn to add more to the things that do work. See, in my lifetime, I found that there's a lot of people that they can't keep a man and they can't keep a woman. And it's because they love themselves more than they love the other person. And what I mean by that, yes, you have to love yourself. But when you truly learn to love yourself, you'll learn how to love others unconditionally. And that's what makes the difference, ladies and gentlemen, of learning to love unconditionally. Learning to give up yourself and give up that wall that makes you feel like you're not in control. And one thing I can promise you about falling in love, it will never come how you think it will. It will never be the people that you think it will be. Sometimes the circumstances are so odd, or like my daughter liked to say, weird, that you can't figure out how you even got there. But one thing I can tell you about being in love is that when you are in love, you don't even have to do much with that person. You can sit in the same room and be totally content. You know, the smile, the feel, the touch, and the intimacy. And see, one thing I can definitely tell you about being in love is that you always want to please. you want to please that woman till you can't please her no more. And then once she's pleased, then you want to please yourself. You know what I mean? That's what love is, baby. Love is waking up and they're on your mind and on your heart. Love is learning to adjust to what works for both of y'all. You understand? As I sit here and I reminisce on what love is, I come to find out in my life that I loved a lot of people, but I don't think I was in love with a lot of people. And let me get some clarification of that, because I don't want people to think that I'm speaking bad about former relationships or things like that. The point I'm trying to make is that you will never know what love is until you've actually been in love. Okay? And one thing I know, when you're in love, you can't explain it. You can't even explain how you got there. But I know love is so much more deeper than looks. See, a lot of women miss out on love because they're looking for the man that has the six pack. They're looking for the man that has the perfect skin. They're looking for the man that has the perfect hair. They're looking for the man that has the perfect wallet. Oh yeah, I said it. They are looking for the man who they thought would be that everything for them. And one thing love will teach you is that when you fall in love, he may not look exactly like you thought he would look, but I can promise you this. He'll be the best thing ever happened to you, and she will be the best thing ever happened to you. Trust me when I tell you that, right? You know, oftentimes I've ran across clients and women and, you know, men who are very beautiful people, very, as they say, eye candy, you know, but they have zero personality. They have zero consciousness of how they come across. They have zero connection with people because they are so self-absorbed. See, and the first thing in making a relationship work, you have to enter the relationship wondering what can you give to the relationship, and not just what can you get from the relationship. And on that note, I'm going to be right back after this short break. You are listening to Late Night with Benny Love right here on Bashani Radio app, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You can download it free in the App Store for the iPhone and Android. And it's the only way you can get the sexiest show in the entire world. Yeah, I said it and I claim it. And I will be right back after this short break. So go freshen up your drink and, you know, run to the restroom. You know, get a blanket because I'm about to heat it up in here. So you probably ain't gonna even need that blanket. You're gonna probably have to take that blanket off, and you're probably gonna have to take everything off by the time I'm done. I'll be right back after this short break, ladies and gentlemen.
Even coronavirus can't keep us apart, because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio App. Always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom. You heard? The all-new Bashani Radio App. For iPhone and Android. You may be in quarantine, but you are not home alone.
Welcome back to Late Night with Vinny Love. You're listening on Bashani Radio App. Make sure you download the app. That way you don't even have to worry about whether you got the newest episodes, because every day at 12 noon, new episodes are downloaded to the app, and they're right at the top. You don't even have to stroll anywhere. It's right there at the top, because we want to always keep the freshest and the hottest content right at the top, so you don't have to go searching like a lot of other apps. You just get them all from all these different beautiful hosts, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, here's what I know. I've been talking about how you know and love from our listeners' email bag. And now, I just want to go a little bit deeper. If you haven't found the person that you believe you deserve in your life, the first steps you need to do is have a self-assessment. Remember, the common denominator in all your relationships has been you, right? So that should tell you something, right? It means maybe there's something about how you receive people. Maybe there's something of how you deal with people that's causing you not to get that person that makes you happy. And that's probably because you don't know what that person looks like who makes you happy. Because in order to receive, you have to give. Which means you need to take a hard look at yourself. Is there something about you that can change? See, I know some people who got a lot of money and they're not happy. They haven't found love. I know some women who are extremely gorgeous and they can't keep a man. I know some people who are incredibly intelligent, and they can't keep a man, they can't keep a woman. I know some people who are probably some of the most famous people you would ever know in your life, but when the cameras are off, they're miserable because they can't keep nobody in their life that really, really makes them feel special. See, ladies and gentlemen, you attract love into your life. You attract it. You don't earn it. You attract it into your life. And if you want a special person, you have to become that person you wish to have in your life, and then you will attract that person you wish to have in your life. It is just that simple. It's not rocket science. You gotta start working on you. I think my next episode gonna be, you so hot and you still can't get a man. I got a few choice words for some people out there, and I know why, because a lot of times we refuse to look inside. We refuse to, you know, that's what I had to do with myself. I had to take a long, hard look at who I was inside and figure out what happened in those relationships that didn't work. And what I found out is that I was too busy trying to make them perfect for me. Let me say that again. I was too busy trying to make them perfect for me instead of allowing them to be perfect for themselves. I was always there trying to fix what I felt was broken about them, but I come to realize that I can't fix you. I can't fix nobody but myself. And that's a fact right there. Because, ladies and gentlemen, let me turn down this music a little bit. Here's what I know. The moment you start trying to fix people is the moment you begin to unravel something that's could be possibly wonderful. You gotta allow people to find and fix themselves. Now you can be the support mechanism for it, right? You understand? And what I've learned is you be that support mechanism and allow them to flourish into who they are. But you can't fix them. And you damn sure can't find them. They have to find themselves and they have to fix themselves. And that, ladies and gentlemen, becomes one of the most difficult things in any relationship. When you start to look inside and have a self-discovery of who you are, you will realize that you are everything perfect inside. So I encourage people to stop trying to change who you are and just be who you are. And the person who's meant for you, they will show up. I can promise you that. They will show up. Because here's what I know about life and love and attraction. When you're doing what's absolutely necessary, those people that are meant for you will show up in your life. And they'll show up without you having to do much effort. I promise you that, ladies and gentlemen. I absolutely promise you that. Man, I can go on and on and on and on, but I think you got the message about being in love and then what it takes to attract that love into your life. The moment I've learned how to love myself was the moment I was learned to love others. And the moment I learned to love others, that's when I was able to attract love and a long-lasting love into my life. Why? Because when you truly be your authentic self, when you truly be who you are inside, can nobody be that better than you? You understand? And you become a unique individual the exact way God made you. He did never want any of us to be a copy. Everything in the universe is singular. And the moment many of you realize that is the moment that you will learn that love is a process. Love is an attraction. Love is chemistry. Love is the most beautiful thing you will ever experience in this lifetime. All right? I promise you that. If it didn't, I wouldn't have said it. Well, once again, I want to thank you for being here on Late Night with Benny Love. And I hope something I said tonight will, you know, tap you in the right place and make you go a little deeper to find out who you are. Because let me tell you something, each and every one of you are absolutely special. I promise you that. I really promise you that. So if you don't do nothing else, I want you to learn how to love yourself. I want you to learn how to do the things that just make you feel so good about yourself. And when you learn to do those things that make you feel so good about yourself, guess what will happen? You will attract that person into your life that will do the same. I promise you, you are absolutely worth it. Every day, all day. All right? Remember, if you got any questions, you can always just reach out to BashaniRadio.com. Click on the Benny Love icon and go to my page and leave your question right there at the top before you even see the episodes. You can leave your question right there, and I promise you, I read every question. And if I have an answer for you, it'll be on one of the episodes. I promise you. Because I get so many, I can't promise I can get back to every person, but I can tell you I can do my damn best. All right? And that's from my heart to yours. Remember, I love you so much. I love you so much, and I hope you love yourself. All right? Until next time, always remember, whatever you put out is what you'll receive back. Okay? Join me every weekend right here on Bashani Radio app. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Click on the Benny Love icon, and I promise you I'll give you what you want. Because I think I know what you want. You just gotta allow me to give it to you, baby. All right? However you like it. We can go nice and slow. Or I can take it deep. Real, real deep. All right. Let me stop here before I get in trouble. All right. Benny Love, once again, loving on you all day long, right here on Bashani Radio app. Damn it. When I tell you this is the sexiest show in America, this is absolutely the sexiest show in America. All right? Until next time, God bless. I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Signing off. Your chief love officer, Benny Love, baby. Let's get it. I love you. Hope you got that, right? I love you forever and a day. Let that be known.
Coronavirus can't keep us apart because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe,
stay safe,
stay home,
stay home,
and keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard? Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.